WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super juicy, letting go of those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that can feel like a swarm of angry bees buzzing around your head. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of what-ifs, I-should-haves, or spiraling into anxiety? Trust me, I've been there. It's like our minds have this knack for playing the worst-case scenario movie on repeat, even when we know it's not always reality. But here's the good news. We can absolutely learn to loosen their grip and reclaim our inner peace. Think of your mind like a garden. Sometimes those weeds of negativity just take over, right? But with a little tending, watering, and some strategic pruning, you can cultivate a beautiful space filled with positive blooms. This is all about becoming the gardener of your own thoughts and emotions. Ready to get started? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you start letting go. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step to dealing with those negative thought creatures is recognizing they are even there. Think of it like spotting a mosquito about to land on your arm. Awareness gives you the chance to swat it away before it bites. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions throughout the day. What triggers those negativity spirals? Is it a certain person, situation, or even time of day? 2. Don't feed the beast. Once you've identified those negative thought patterns, don't just sit there and let them run wild. Remember that old saying, you are what you feed. It applies to your mind too. Instead of dwelling on those anxious thoughts or self-critical whispers, try gently redirecting your attention. Think about something positive, a recent accomplishment, a funny memory, or even just the warmth of the sun on your skin. 3. Challenge those thoughts. Now, sometimes those negative thoughts can feel super real, like unshakable truths. But remember, they are often just distorted perceptions based on our past experiences and insecurities. Learn to question them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Is there another way to look at the situation? 4. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. We're all human, and we're going to have those moments where negativity creeps in. When it does, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Avoid harsh self-criticism, and remember that everyone struggles sometimes. Instead of berating yourself, try saying something kind and supportive like, it's okay to feel this way, I'm going to work through it. 5. Cultivate positive habits. Think about this like building a strong foundation for your mental well-being. Engaging in activities that bring you joy, connecting with loved ones, getting enough sleep, and nourishing your body are all powerful ways to strengthen your resilience against negativity. Imagine this. You're at a social gathering, feeling that familiar pang of anxiety as you try to navigate conversations. Instead of letting those worries take over, you pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and remind yourself, it's okay to feel a little nervous. I'm capable of handling this. You then focus on the friendly faces around you and engage in genuine conversation. You find yourself enjoying the company and even having some laughs. That's the power of letting go. It allows you to show up fully and experience life more authentically. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those positive habits. So, what's the takeaway? Letting go of negative thoughts and emotions is a skill that takes practice, but it's absolutely worth it. By becoming more aware, challenging those thought patterns, practicing self-compassion, and cultivating positive habits, you can create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Ready to put this into action? I challenge you to try one of these tips today. Share your experience in the comments below or on social media. Let's build a community of support and empower each other to thrive. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.